This goes to Betsy Levand. It's L-E-V-A-N, like November, D like David, N like November, P like practice. Fax 866-419-3504. Regarding Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, middle initial D like David, Emmons, E-M-M like Mary, O, N like November, S. Date of birth is 12/20/1950. Dear Miss Levand, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Emmons, who was seen in consultation on December 9th, 2025 for elevated creatinine levels and worsening proteinuria. He's feeling well. He is on Mounjaro, and it's going to be increased to 7.5 milligram weekly from 5 milligram weekly, but he has lost 19 pounds since his visit in December. He is feeling better. All the swelling in his legs is markedly better after the weight loss also, and blood sugars are much more controlled. And now the edema in the lower extremities is very minimal and mostly a little bit more prominent on the left side than it is on the right. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no diarrhea, blood, or melena, no chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Medications, I will highlight metformin is 1,000 milligram twice a day. Lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide is 20/25, 2 daily. Norvasc, 10 milligram daily. Lipitor, 20 milligram daily. And the rest of the medications are supplements. Physical exam, weight, 229 pounds. Pulse is 98 and regular. Blood pressure, 142 over 82. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear without rails, wheezes, or effusion. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, without ascites. He has trace of ankle edema bilaterally and slightly worse on the left side. Labs, most recent lab studies were done June 3rd, 2026. Creatinine is stable at 1.2. Estimated GFR is 63. Sodium 138, potassium 3.7, carbon dioxide 28, calcium is 9.6, albumin 3.9, phosphorus is 2.8, hemoglobin 13.8 with normal platelets, and white count was 10.3. Assessment and plan: 1, diabetic nephropathy with stable creatinine levels. He will continue to have labs checked every 3 to 6 months. Proteinuria. And the last microalbumin to creatinine ratio was checked June 3rd, and it was 118. So that is a microscopic range, and it is stable. He is on the maximum dose of lisinopril also, so we will continue that, and we will not add anything at this time. And hypertension, currently near to goal, and also, as previously stated, on maximum dose of lisinopril and maximum dose of amlodipine. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in the next 9 to 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.